This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. The Census Bureau recently released the raw numbers for the 2020 count. Among other things, the data is used to determine seats in the U.S. House of Representatives and determine how billions of dollars in federal funds are distributed. The data also shows some growth in Cape County. And to learn more, I'm joined by Brian Giroux. He's president of the Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce. Brian, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on. I greatly appreciate it.
Hey, it's good to have you here. So what do you see in these numbers for Cape County and for Jackson?
Well, it is a great sign. You know, any time that you show any sort of growth, it lets you know that people are moving in and not as many people are moving out. So the fact that Cape County was able to show that growth, you know, led by Jackson, it's a good sign for our communities and our region and really our area. It lets us know that people are moving in and they're staying, and it's because, you know, some of the biggest factors, and I'll speak specifically for Jackson, we've got great schools, great leadership in our schools, we've got great leadership in our city, and a great partnership with the business community and the chambers. So working hand in hand, it makes your area desirable. And it makes people want to move in. You know, they look at your schools and look at your business and your community as a whole. So the fact that it shows that we're growing and it's desirable, and that helps us on the economic development front as well. When businesses are looking to locate or relocate to your area, they'll look at growth. And when you show that type of growth over 10 years, it's a good sign that people are in that area. So it definitely helps us recruit our area and our city, specifically Jackson. So it's definitely a good sign.
Do we know, and this may be too early from the data, are folks leaving more rural areas here in Southeast Missouri and coming to, like, Jackson, Cape? Do we know if that's what's going on?
I think it's a mix.
Okay.
You know, like I said earlier, one of our biggest draws in Jackson is our schools. People want to send their kids to good schools. And so people will move into the area for our school district and our school system. So we get a mix. I mean, it's all over. It's kind of hard to say that, but, you know, we don't see, you know, mass exodus from our cities into the rural. I mean, it's a good mix of both.
So whenever you see growth, that's always a positive thing, but it also presents some challenges sometimes for infrastructure and city services and that type of thing, right?
It does, and so you really have to start planning out what you're going to do, because if you get behind the eight ball, it's hard to catch up. It's always easier to stay on the forefront than play catch up. So I think I believe our city has done a great job, and our schools have done a great job keeping up with the infrastructure, whether it's utilities or school buildings or, you know, just those things that make our city and our community run. They've done a really good job, and so now it helps us kind of project that if we've had this type of growth in the last 10 years, we can probably expect that type of growth again, you know, in the next 10 years. So what are we going to do? We got to make sure we have the right facilities for our education. We got to have the right roads. You know, the housing market, you got to be able to support that as well. Got to be able to support your business community too. You know, having buildings and having, you know, the right things that continue to draw people, not only draw but retain them. We want to keep them. You definitely don't want to go down in numbers, because that doesn't help you out at all. You don't want to have a reduction in your population. That doesn't help on economic development either. You know, when somebody's looking at your area, and if you have a loss, the first question that they're going to have is, why are people leaving your area? And so we do not have that problem, but we want to make sure we put everything in place to show that growth and to show everybody what a great region we live in.
Brian Giroux is the president of the Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce. Brian, thanks for spending time with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
To hear more interviews, visit krcu.org.